I'm back again on here. Now, by the way, don't send me any tapes. The reason why is, I know, I might be here a week, it might be 10 days and all. And I guess you can, it doesn't hurt, but make sure it's done on Marvin's tape recorder and not ours. So I can understand that, the more I think about it, in fact, definitely do not, because I'm going to be shipping this stuff, whole baggage. I'm going to try and get the thing packaged up today, Saturday and Monday, and get it all over the whole baggage. So if I leave in a week, 10 days, or another 2 weeks, the stuff is out of my locker here. And that's what I think would be the best thing. I don't want to have too much stuff around. Get my tape recorder on the way. So I'll have it when I get to Fitzsimmons or wherever I go. If I should ever go, though, to Fort Riley, Kansas, or Fort Leonard Wood, I'll notify you. And as soon as I get there, I will start raising enough cane. And I'll get on the phone to Munson and see why they can't have me there. I have checked with the physical therapists here, and they do have two physical therapists there. And that is my main need, physical therapy. This wound here, there's no surgeon. I don't really need surgeons any longer. Any doctor can look to see if a wound is healing. And there is nobody going in there anyway, as long as I'm alive. But at first they'd even considered this thing open pretty much a possible skin graft, but then they said it's not that bad. They said if you don't mind your scar being a little bit bigger. So I really don't care about a scar above my knee. In our society, we wear trousers most of the time anyway. If I feel like going swimming, if anybody asks me what it was, I just tell them I got run over by a train. And that was it. But I'm bored. There's nothing to do. Japanese TV is fine. Everything is just like in America here. The corner are good to bring your meals, but just 3 meals a day. Waking up, shaving, 3 meals a day, and that's it. And now I think I'm gonna find out I got a week or two more of it. I just hope it's just a week. My papers were full last Monday. The doctor told me today he wouldn't hold me up any. At first he thought I'd be here an extra week because of this opening, but it seems to be drying up pretty good. But I don't know. You can't argue with him, mate. They just come and go so fast. You never sound like a personal doctor. You never get real personal with these guys, because they can't. They have too many guys in and out as fast as they can here. It's Vietnam business. But worry about it. And of course, what I still catch a star now and then. I get one sent to me from Vietnam. Usually it's 30 days old, like the other day. Today is what, April 22nd or 3rd, and I get a March 21, 22, so I think the star sends them out on whenever they feel like it, or the train's available, or it goes 10th class, or whenever. It happens to be a plane or a boat, I don't know how they do it, but it's not current news. The way it goes. But you may hear music in the background. I don't know. Somebody's listening to their radio, and I'm not going to bow to ask them to turn it off, because that's their business. Same as if they didn't like me talking this mic. That's my business. And be surprised 30, 60 days gives you plenty of time to think about things and make up your mind. Just thinking about the guys and gals back home, and I got a letter from a real intelligent letter. Very, I was surprised. I couldn't hardly believe it. It's a cute card from Millie Shanker yesterday with a cute letter inside. Sorry, got hit, and won't leave me home. And she got the measles at school or something like this. And she'd heard from an Elliot Eisman. He was a year or two older than me. He spent 4 years in the Air Force in Europe as an enlisted man. and then it's going back to junior, gone to junior college a couple of years, and he's going back now, or something like that. But it's real hard to say. She'd heard about me and wondered how I was doing, you know, what she, and he told her, if there's any place to recover, Japan's a place. So I guess he thinks I'm really running around Tokyo and taking train rides all over Japan, seeing all these old things here. Doesn't realize that got a leg that got half, most of them, that was more off than was more on when I got hit, and how fortunate I am. In fact, there is a major here, not to upset you. In fact, if anything, they should please you, make you want to stand up and jump up and down and cry up. There's a major that got his, below his leg, half of it blown off. They need to try and get him his artery severed, and they want to give him an artery graft. To show you, sometimes they don't take. They went over to his good leg, which is his left leg, the same as mine. Clamp, cut that artery out for about a couple of hours, clamped it off. They figured the leg could live with the nourishment of blood for a couple of hours, so, and grafted a new artery, but it wouldn't take, so they had to cut his leg off about 6-8 inches above his right knee, and then they took that good artery, which they'd borrowed, and put it back in the leg, sewed it back up, and only took stitches out a few days later. But it can't happen. Of course, I won't even tell you if I'd lost my leg what I would have done, because we don't think the same way about that, but that's a different, that's no use in talking about that. Marvin was wonderful to me in Vietnam, and I was very fortunate to have him to give me little things and take care of little things I needed to have visitors. But of course, the guys were wonderful. Every guy down there had visitors, and in the intensive care sections, and good bunch of guys here. You come from all parts of Vietnam, north, different core regions. You argue about who does war, who works the hardest, pilots, infantry, or what you couldn't do without us, what I couldn't do without you. But the main thing is, dude, I'm gonna stop here for a few minutes. I've come back now and just thought a little bit about anybody driving you up to Denver, which it probably will be. The Army would probably think, well, it's still bad enough to send them to a class to a large hospital, but you never know. Don't bring, I'll get a hold of you via phone before you come. And the plan's going to be made when, but so I'd like to talk to you before you actually come. But if you insist upon it, I don't care. As long as you probably come back a week or so later, I won't be needing any uniforms. It's me in pajamas for quite a while, I'm afraid. But that is one thing. But don't buy any. I'll let Sis take care of Denver, because I can tell Sis about what I'd like, and or Jerry better yet, than that good old man's store. Buy me something right now. I have to use orthopedic type that you can snap all the way up and down leg anyway, since I can get in and out of pajamas as easy as most people. I'm glad. I imagine the family's got together by now to see Marvin and all, but as I said, you just want to be left alone for a while when you get back. When you get to the States, you get a feeling back about Vietnam, and think about the guys back there a lot. And I assure you, we love your incident of getting hit very much, and I've got a couple things to tell you, which I'd never tell you by mail, only tape recorder, only in person, because of incidents that I've gone through since the time the bullet entered my body. Or hit the pedal, and the pedal entered my body, actually, which are lifelong experiences, and some ways, sounds funny, I guess, but in some ways, you wouldn't miss them for the world. But there's a lot of wonderful things guys are picking up here. It hurts me a little not to be out, because I know that I spend money. But I have some plans for what I'm going to do with the money I've accrued in my time in Vietnam, and accrued now I'm laying in the hospital, and my money's pooling up at Albury Lane in the States. And it's not all going to, I assure you right now, it's not all just going to be sit there for college, because learn the hard way, you know, this business of got to plan ahead. Life's, some people say life's too short, or day by day, or you got to plan ahead. I got my own ideas, and there's some things that I've wanted in life, and life can leave you too easy. I'll be damned if I'm not going to buy them and use them right then and there. And I should go the next day. Whatever happens to them, I could care less about you're gone then. But as far as the car, or as far as any music equipment, I'd join them right then and there on the spot, and just let somebody say something. And not hurt that much. But anyway, this week, Saturday afternoon, most of the guys are getting ready to clean up to go to Tokyo on the train. I guess it's about 30 cents. Tokyo is like the old trolley cars in Kansas City. Streetcars are wonderful. They have a very good train system here. So like subways in New York, you get on for 30, 40 cents. You go 40 miles to Tokyo in 25, 30 minutes. And it's like going from here to it's just like here to St. Joe, or going from downtown to Kansas City to out to the house and out the 71st and Truce in a subway in 10, 15 minutes. No stops, one or two stops, and that's it. They say it's wonderful. People shove you in and get in and out, but everybody in Japan is very polite. They appreciate very much. I want to come back. I'll come back here one of these days and see the place real good. There's a question if I'm a pilot or not. If you got the money, you do it. Money's only good in a bank account for certain. Sometimes, every so often, the bank account's purpose is to be used. I'm sure he's not going to do it. You can always work your way through school, teaching, flying in the airport, this and that. You don't always have to do it on savings alone. So, this side here is getting short too. I'll play back both sides to make sure they sound good on Marvin's SSMC Super 6 and transistor. I guess that's the brand name on it. I forget. The brand name really is SSMC, whatever that means. But I guess this is the one Idell has exactly one like. Or Marvin has a enough sense to figure to do something out with his fingers or something. If you can't understand this, and at least you can understand what I'm saying now, I'm going to write along in the letter to play it on Marvin's. If you can't understand, don't worry about it, because there's nothing in here that important. Nothing or that important. I'm sure if there's something really that you had to know immediately, that if you couldn't understand my tape recorder, I'd call or wire it. I just get a little tired of writing. It's kind of fun to sit here and watch this needle jump around. The voice level is maintained in the blue. I get too much in the red and play it back and see how I sound. You're better like that. You know, you never sound like you think you do. I'm sure you've noticed that by now. My voice is a lot higher pitched, and so is yours, I guess. You think I do. Of course, sometimes it's the cheaper tapes or machines or how close the mic is to your mouth or what. I don't know. But you can tell Gene that I'll be glad to see David, but it might be some time before. And just tell him, the kids, I think a lot of them, but you have to understand Uncle Jerry got hurt bad and he's going to be in the hospital, but when he comes home, they can come see him. And see, he'll be buying a new car, and buying a factor, maybe an old car, and fixing it up. And so that goes for, I did get Shirley's letter as I wrote you, and, but there was just nothing. I had to write her back, which I felt that all of them couldn't get by calling you, which they should be doing anyway, they're that worried. As for the rest of the family, tell Aunt Rita and Uncle Nate and Uncle Reuben and Eddie Jean too. Now, I sincerely appreciate their thoughtfulness and concern. I am doing better. I will be normal. There's not going to be any invalids or anything like that. I'll see to that. Just take a little bit of time, but nobody's paying for it. In fact, paying for having good old taxes are taken care of it. In fact, the first weekend, once I get to Munson, I take her go to a barbershop with Jerry again. I want to go to a regular barbershop. I'm getting tired of getting my hair cut. Getting on with hand clippers or hair in a wheelchair. Go to a nice barbershop and relax and take it easy. And if anybody complains about their income tax, tell them to shut up. They're paying for your son's leg. And Uncle Sam will take care of this thing till the day. If it takes a year or two, this thing as well, but it's not going to take more than a year. And if any time in years later I should ever have anything that doctors can prove is attributed to this leg, the old VA will be there. And so there's no problem. This side here is getting real short now, so I'll stop you. You don't need to go necessarily in and get yourself cut out. I'll just say that let's hope it's just another week.